Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, my name is Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Robert George, an ex-colleague of mine when we worked together in the UK. And Robert's now a freelance consultant specializing in operational finance. Robert, as you know, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start there by telling us a little bit more about you, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Robert, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Okay, just briefly on who I am and what I do. So I work for myself. As Paul said, I'm freelance. I've spent 30 years in organizations specializing in operational finance at all levels. I'm now a consultant to the hospitality industry on all matters operational finance. So my clients include hotel owners or hotel operators, and sometimes both. And I can be working with new openings or restructurings or cost efficiency programs, that sort of thing. So that's what I advise on. I'm based in the UK. And that's pretty much what I do. To address the question of helping people better manage themselves, lead others, and grow the business acumen, I really wanted to start off by proposing the answer, I don't know. Now, I don't know is quite an uncomfortable answer to uncomfortable for the receiver, because they were expecting an answer. It's even more uncomfortable for the giver, because it's quite awkward when asked a question and you're expected to say what you think about that question or that subject, and you say, I don't know. And I think we've probably all experienced the expressions of deer in headlights or rabbit in headlights as to how one feels when you genuinely don't know. But I wanted to sort of park that and for a moment and look at the alternative to I don't know, which is the I know thought. So just a very simple example. Imagine a CEO is with their leadership team, and she says to the team, I've noticed employee morale is a bit low at the moment. What's the cause? And the production director says they need more pay. The operations director says they need shorter working hours or fewer working hours. The HR director may say they need more training and development. But if we actually stop and just investigate what's going on there, when the CEO asks the question to each of them, there's a pause while the mind sort of orients itself to the question, and then it immediately adopts the I know position. And that is the mind's default position, because the mind doesn't want to not know. The mind exists because it knows. The mind is not without content. So the mind will tell you, I know, and then it will go and find an answer, and you will then verbalize that answer to the CEO, which is a great approach. If someone says, what's 2 + 2, it's useful to be able to do that and come back with an answer of 4. If the CEO asks, how many units did we produce last month, you expect to say 5,000 or whatever is the right number. But there are other questions when the I know answer isn't always suitable, particularly when you're looking for creativity. So if we look at the I know thought in particular, what the I know thought does is it draws all of the attention to one's experience or one's knowledge. And it doesn't take much to realize that all one's experience and all one's knowledge comes from the past. And all one's experience and all one's knowledge is stored in the mind as memory. And because of that, it's very limited. It's limited by the past. So when we give all our attention to the past, we effectively limit or make captive creativity. We also remove the possibility of any original thought. So the situation that we've replied to, or the question we've replied to, is always new. It might appear to be similar to an old problem, but it's always new. Every moment unfolds as new. We see that in nature. Nature's never the same twice. But yet when we come to sort of look at a problem with our I know thought, we propose a solution from the past which worked to a problem that looked similar in a previous time. So so we were really a captive to the ghost of Christmas's past. So we're really only looking at things which have gone before. And you can see that has innate repetition and lack of creativity and no originality. So I would really encourage you, where it's appropriate, just to get comfortable with the I don't know thought. Now, you know, when we have that I don't know thought, it opens up a huge space in the mind, and it feels very uncomfortable. But if we can sit with that space long enough and just get through the fear of the unknown, it gives the opportunity for little insights to appear, new ideas to pop up. Yes, it will incorporate one's experience and one's knowledge, but it might use it in a different way. It might just unlock something you hadn't thought of before, a new take on an old problem, something like that. So really, my message today is quite simply, don't be afraid of the I don't know thought. Trust your teams. If someone genuinely doesn't know an answer, don't push them to come to an answer. Challenge their thinking and allow them time to develop, because one small spark might pop out of that conversation, which can change your organization for the long term. So really, Paul, that's my message today, just to look at things slightly differently, is let's once in a while say, I don't know, and stay with it.
You know, Robert, just a quick response to that. I absolutely love that. It's very profound. And one of the things I've noticed doing the work that we've done together and then doing the work that we've done now over here is one of the things that leaders have to fight against is ego. And so that egotistical response where they think they have to have all the answers, that's a really thought-provoking comment you made there. Just a message out to the subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of the website. Remember, we often post on there either partner webinars that we're doing or other professional development opportunities, many of which are available for you for free as subscribers. And Robert, can I just say, first of all, thank you so much for your time. As you know, pleasure. I'm over in California, you're over in the United Kingdom. And could I offer you a dreadful virtual high five?
Go for it.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's so great to see you again.
Likewise, Paul. Nice to see you again.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.